Zakta Mishnah Vayitim Masechtas Bava Basra. Perik Yud, Mishnah Beis. Get Pashat, a regular get, regular document. Eid of Mishnayim has to have two Eidim. A Mekusher, if it's a get Mekusher, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, it's made like the fan, folded over, stitched. Bishloisha, that has to have at least three Eidim. Pashat, if you take a regular document, Shekasav by Eid Echad, where it's written only one Eid over there, or a Mekusher, a get Mekusher, that's supposed to have three, Shekasav by Shnei Eidim, that only has two Eidim. The Dinah Shneim Sulim, they're both possible. Now that's no Chiddush, that if there's only one aid, it's possible. We know you have to have at least two aid, but the Batanura says, what the Mishnah means to say as follows. Just like it's obvious that a regular get that has only one aid is possible, everyone knows you have to have two aid, and you should know. Just like that's completely possible in a Torah, a get Mekusher that has less than three is also completely possible. Possible Midrash. Because he didn't follow the words of Chazal. Chazal said a get Mekusher has to have three, and if it has less than three, it's as good as a regular shtar with only one. 100 zuz is 25 sloin. A 25 selah in 100 zuz. Now, I come along, and I say, Shimon, you owe me money, I have a shtar to prove it. We look in the shtar, and constantly it's written in the shtar, zuzin ma'ah, Shimon owes me 100 zuz, the inon silin estrin, which are 20 sloin. So I say, can I have my 100 zuz, please? He says, I don't have to give you the whole 100, I'm only going to give you 20 slayim. I said, what do you mean you're only going to give me 20 slayim? 100 zuz is 25 slayim. And it says in the shtar, you owe me 100 zuz. So Shimon is going to say, it also says there are 20 slayim. So what's Bezin going to paskin? The answer is, I only get 20, I don't get the 25. Ain le'ele esrin, he only has the 20. If I want to take money from Shimon, the burden of proof is on me, like we've discussed many times. Hamoitzi mechavrei olav haraya, in this instance, we would say Yad Balashtar LaTachtayna, which means the same thing. I have to prove that it means the higher amount, not the lesser amount. If I can't prove it, I only get the lesser amount. It says 20, I only get 20. Aye, but it also says 100 zuz. So this is how we're going to explain it. This shtar says that Shimon owes me 100 zuz, but poor quality zuzim. And these poor quality zuzim, even though we have 100 of them, they add up to only 20 sel as opposed to 25 sel. For that matter, let's say the shtar says, Zuzin ma'ah, Shimon owes me 100 zuz, the inun klasin silun, there are 30 slime. So I come and say, okay, Shimon, give me my 30 slime. Shimon says, what? It says 100 zuz, that's only 25 slime. I say, but it says that they are 30 slime. How much do I get? Here too, ain li alamon, I only get 100. Ah, it says, but there are 30 slime. And the answer is, we teach the shtar this way. You're going to get 100 zuz, which is equivalent to 30 inferior slime, not the regular slime. The regular slime are only 25. So in a chanami, you want poor quality slime, I'll give you 30, but you want the regular slime, you're only getting 25. So again, kasavai, let's go back a little bit. Kasavai zuzin ma'av, it says 100 zuz, the inun salin esrin, there are 20 sela, 20 slime instead of 25, and liela esrin. It means not the normal zuzin. And if it says zuzin may 100 zuz, the inun tlosin Salin, there are 30 sela. We're going to give you the regular 25. But it means inferior sloyim, where 30 is the same as 25 regular. But ainli alamon, he only gets the standard 100 zuz, which is 25 regular sloyim. And again, so why are you doing this to me? I want to use the shtar to collect my money, and you're teaching everything that it means shvach. When it says 100 zuz, there are 20 sloyim. So you tell me it means weaker zuzin, that are only 20 slime. When it says 100 zuz, that are 30 slime. So you're telling me it means weaker slime, that are really only 25. And the answer is because you're the Maitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. I want to take money from Shimon. So therefore, I have to prove beyond any shadow of the doubt that it means more. And if not, we teach it out less. Zakta Mishnah Vayitra, Kesef Zuzin, this document says, silver zuzim, the inun in the amount of v'nimchak, and it's erased. Don't know. So ain't pachas mishtayim. It can't be less than two. Because the word zuzim is plural. Loshen rabim. So it shows us that the amount that had been written in the document was at least two. It may have been 5,000. I don't know. Can't give you what I don't know, but I know it was at least two. If it says kesef silin, silver sloyim, the inner in the amount of, and again, v'nimchak gets erased. I don't have an amount. Ein pachas mishnayim. Can't be less than two. Same reason. The plural, the lashon rabim of slayim, means at least two. If the document says darkoinos, darken is a gold coin. The Rishbam says, if you look in Sefer Ezra, it was called darkamon. So the shtar says that the person is supposed to get darkoinos, the inun, in the amount of, and once again, v'nimcha gets erased, ein pachas mishtayim, no less than two. Now, what if kosev by milmaila? At the top of the shtar, it says mon, 100 zuz. Umulata mesai. But later on, when it's repeated in the same document, it says 200 zuz. You ever write a letter on the top, it says, let's see, you're writing a letter to an insurance company. To whom it may concern. It says RE, and it says the policyholder, the main information, the number of the insurance company. Then you explain all the reasons why you're writing, and you repeat the information. So a shtar in a similar vein was also written that way. It starts with the facts. On this and this day, Shimon lent Ruvain such and such sum of money. And later on, it repeats the whole thing. The problem is we have an outright stira. On the top, it says 100. Later on, it says 200. Or the other way around. Milmaila Messiah. On top, it says 200. Umilmatamana. The bottom, it says 100. So hakel ha'lchachra tacht. Everything goes according to the amount that's written at the bottom. How come we don't say over here, Yad Balashtayla Tachtayin? Let's take the lesser amount. And the answer is, here we're going to make an assumption that the cipher must have made a mistake and corrected himself later on in the shtar. Nu, in Cain, if that's the case, it goes after the bottom, so Loma Kaisun Es Elyon. So whatever you write the top for, if it's meaningless. Zok to Mishnah, well, Shem Tamachik, Ois Achas Min HaTachtayin. If one letter of a name or an amount is erased from the bottom, then Yilmoid Min HaElyon. We're going to learn from the top. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that a regular get has two edim, and it's obvious there's only one ed, it's possible. Same is true for a get mekusher. If it has two instead of three, it has to have a minimum of three, it's also just as possible. If a shtar states as follows, it states that Shimon owes me 100 zuz, which are 20 slot. But we know 100 zuz is 25 slot. Well, I only get 20. It probably means inferior kinds of zuzim that are only worth 20, not the regular zuz. And if the shtar says 100 zuz that are 30, I don't get 30, I get the regular 25. It just means inferior sloyim, where it would take 30 instead of 25 to equal a mon. That's because Yad Balashtayla Tachtayin, as long as there's no open contradiction, I have a way of explaining the contradiction, then we say we're going to interpret it in the way that whoever's taking the money takes the least. If it says kesef zuzin, silver zuzin, then it doesn't say an amount. Or it says silver slime, and it doesn't say an amount. It's erased. The inun that are, but then it's erased. Or darkoinos, which is a gold coin, but doesn't say how many. So it's at least two, because we use the lashon rabim. If it says one thing at the top of the shtar, another thing at the bottom of the shtar, which is a total contradiction. For example, on the top it says a mona, and in the shtar it says 200. Or the other way around, it goes after the bottom, because we assume the cipher corrected himself. So why then do we have the top four? Well, if something is erased from the bottom, we'll learn it from the top. Now, two things. First of all, the Matanura says, in some shtaris, the minig was that they reviewed everything a third time at the bottom. So this that it says over here, we go after the bottom, does not mean that third time. Next. B'chlau, what does it mean? Inferior slum. I don't understand. Inferior zuzim. What does it mean, zuzim of a lesser quality? Let me ask you something. If I give you a $100 bill, it's a $100 bill. You ever heard someone saying, okay, that $100 bill is only worth $80. How does this work? And the answer is simple. Up until, I think, about 100 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, all the money in the world had what's called intrinsic value. If I gave you a gold coin, it was worth its value in gold. But that assumed that the gold coin weighed a certain amount, that it wasn't rubbed out, was a certain size, and so it was in Americoso. It was a gold dollar or a silver dollar, and it was worth a dollar if it was in good shape. If it was rubbed out, it was worth less. Remember the pictures of the greedy person taking his coins, like putting it into his mouth? Why did he put it into his mouth? Because if it was very thin, you could bend it with your teeth. You put the coin between your teeth, and then you could like bend it. If it was thick, you couldn't bend it. So they would want to see if the coin is worth the way it was supposed to. Now that was stopped. Today, never mind paper money, but even real money. It doesn't have real value. It's like a check. When I give you a check of $100, that piece of paper is worth $100? No, but it shows you I have $100 in the bank and I'm giving it to you. So when you have a dollar bill that says United States of America, it's like a check from the American government. It itself doesn't have real value. Same is true for coins today. A quarter isn't really worth 25 cents. It's like the government has 25 cents for you. Why do you have to schlep it around? Here, use it in the form of money. That's it with our coins. Even if the quarter is chipped, it's still worth a quarter because it's a check. But in the times of the Mishnah, so you can say that 100 normal zuz is equal to 100 normal 25 sloy. But once the coins are damaged, then the numbers could change, as our Mishnah suggests.